Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
20111.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
It would have been Barbara Watson.
Okay, I'm still checking.
Okay.
Okay, you said the zip code was 20111.
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. I'm not able to locate the account. How can I help you?
Okay, I have charges on my credit card. I can give you a reference number if that helps.
Okay, one moment. Okay, Barbara Watson, Watson.
Yes, or it could have been Jean Watson. She's deceased, so.
Okay, now I have an account under Barbara Watson, but I don't know if this is you. What's your email address?
Well, it would have been jean_watson@msn.com.
Okay. So, no, the account that I'm looking at is not that email address. So I'll put in Jean, J-E-A-N.
Yes.
Okay. No, not able to find an account for Jean Watson. Let's see. What is the credit card number that's been billed? The first six digits of the card number and the last four, please.
I can give you the last four, but
okay.
I can't give you the first. The last four is 6346.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. I have Jean. I have J-E-A-M Watson. That's why
J-E-A-N
I wasn't able to put
J-E-A-N Watson.
Right. It's some type of typo because I'm looking at the email address. The email is jean_watson@msn.com. But when you first pull up the account, it has it under Jean for some reason. Okay, so I do have the account pulled up. I'm showing the address is 9202 Andrew Drive, Manassas Park.
Andrew Drive, Manassas Park.
Okay, that's a typo too. I have Andtew Drive.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Manassas Park, Virginia, 20111. Okay. And are you Jean?
She has passed away.
Okay. And what relation are you to her, to Jean?
I am her sister.
Okay. I just needed to.
I'm the executor of the estate.
Mm-hmm. No
and
problem.
And I want to know. Okay. I just want to know what this charge is. And evidently it went to the wrong place because you have the wrong address.
Okay. It looks like she ordered a neck massager.
Okay.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Let's see. One moment. Okay, so yes, that's what she ordered was a neck massager.
There's two charges on here, one on the 17th of December and one on the 21st of December.
Right. She paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling. And then she also, let's see, hold on for one moment. Okay. And when she paid the $7.45, she was enrolled in a shopping membership, where she would receive a $125 gift card that goes to her email address, which would allow her to shop online. So I'm going to close out the account because you stated she has passed away. One moment.
Okay.
Be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, I did cancel out the account, and then I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, the cancellation number is going to be C like Charles, 258-781-813.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Now, you had the wrong address, so these were sent someplace else. How are we going to get credit for this?
Well, it looks like it's a typo. I'm sure it went to that address. I can track the shipment, though, because instead of it being an R, it was a T. So that's just a typo, probably when she signed up. Hold on for one moment. Okay, let's see. It would have been delivered by our local post office. One moment.
Okay. When I look up this company, it's like Keto Sweets or something.
Well, you've reached customer service for over like 400 products that we do sell.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did track the shipment, and according to the tracking number, it was delivered. Would you like the tracking number?
Yes, I would, because it's never been sent here.
The tracking number is 9400111.
Okay.
2025. Yes, 2025, and then 550-364-38-030.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that was a U.S. Post Office.
Yes, USPS. I show that it was delivered December the 23rd. At 2:12 p.m.
December 23rd. All these robo calls here. December 23rd. At what time, hon?
At 2:12 p.m. 2:12.
Okay. All right. I'll check with the post office.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. And again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.